Parshas Chukas is the parsha where we transition from the beginning of the Jewish sojourn in the desert to the last year of the Yidden in the desert. And it's a parsha full of events. It's not a long parsha, but it's full of events. And one of the powerful events that happened over there is that the Jewish people sin, and Vayishalach Hashem Bahem Es HaNechashim Asrafim, Hashem sent against them the snakes, which are fiery. Now, then, at some stage, Hashem tells Moshe, Aseh Lecha Saraf, make for yourself a snake, and Hashem calls it a Saraf, V'sim Moshe Al Nes, and put it on a stick, V'hoya, and it will be, whoever looks at it will be healed. And Rashi over there explains that obviously it's not just staring at the snake, but rather, V'chinachash Memes, Nachash Mechaya, the famous Mishnah, does a snake make a person live or die? No, but when they looked up, the Meshabdim Liban Lavi and Shabashamayim, they committed their hearts to their Father in heaven. And the Sicha Chukas Beis that the Rebbe has in Chilik Yud Gimel, which is a mixture of two Sichas, the Rebbe said on Shabbos Parshas Chukas Balak, and then 2 weeks later Matos Masei in the year Tavshin Chavtes. It's a combination. There's a very big part of that whole Nachash story that actually didn't make it into the edited version, which is in the Sicha that you'll find in Teres Menachem on the Parsha Chukas Balak. Over here, he just focused on a few points from a much wider picture that the Rebbe addressed in the original discussion on that Shabbos. Now, the Sicha is really a Rashi Sicha. To understand what Rashi says on the words Vayas Moshe Nachas Nachoshes, that Moshe made a nachash, a snake out of gold, says Rashi in the words Nachash Nachoshes, Loi Nemar Loi Lasis Shon Nachoshes, he wasn't told to make it out of copper, Elo Amar Moshe, but Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korei Nachash, Hashem calls it a nachash, V'ani Asenu Shon Nachoshes, and I'll make it a nachoshes, from copper, Lashon Nefel Lashon, because one Lashon, they sound very similar. One Lashon falls in the other Lashon. So the first question is, Hashem never actually told him to make a nachash, he told him to make a saraf, a selecha saraf. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu know to make a nachash? So the various different opinions have different answers, but according to Rashi, the Rebbe explains that because what was this coming to fix the problem of the nechashim hasrafim, the snakes that burn? In other words, not every snake is dangerous. Snake that burns. So therefore, Hashem uses the one word that was causing damage, Aseh Lecha Saraf. But Moshe, Hashem said actually both. And in Torah, it only says the word Saraf, because that's the point. The point is to make a snake that looks similar to the one that's killing them. But the fact that it was a Nachash, Hashem said as well. And the Rebbe brings examples where not everything that actually occurred is written down in the Torah. So Hashem told him to make a Nachash Saraf. But the focus was on the word saraf, and that's why it's brought in the Torah. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu makes it out of Nechashis. Why does he make it out of Nechashis? Because Lashon, Nefel HaLashon. Not because it fixed anything, and that's why the previous Rashi said, V'chi Nachash Memis, the Nachash Mechaya, could a Nachash make, give life? Once Rashi taught the principle that has nothing to do with the Nachash, and rather it's the fact that they commit their heart to their Hashem in heaven. So comes Rashi and says, no. So let me be clear. He didn't make a nechashis because of any hocus pocus or because of anything other than the fact that Lashon Nefel HaLashon. That's the pshat of the sicha. Then in Ois Dalet, the Rebbe goes into a very beautiful Yena Shel Torah, the chassidus element. Now, when we think of the word nachash, what comes to mind? Nachash HaKadmoni, the original Nachash, the original snake. What did the original snake do? Caused Adam and Chava to sin. What did that sin cause? It caused death. It caused galus. It caused everything. Till then, the people, Adam and Chava, were living in Gan Eden. They were living in a perfect world. And then the Nachash brought death. So Nachash refers to death. So the Nachash actually, like, when a person gets the Nachash within them, unfortunately, it kills them. That's why the Nachash, according to the Zohar, is the Yetzer Hara. And how does one able to awaken after this Nachash HaMemes, after this snake that bites? and kills. How does one get back to themselves? The Rebbe refers to it as a level of Tchias HaMesim. That's when they connect to the level of Atmos, connect to the level of essence of Hashem, which where death and life are equal, and therefore they're able to reaccess and literally resurrect themselves from the beginning. And how does a person achieve that? Through tshuva. How do you reach the level of atzmos that you can literally revive yourself? Because when a person did an avera, they activated the nachash within them, and the nachash is mamis. Obviously, the way the Eibishter set it up. And how does a person get mechaya? How does a person get alive? Get alive again? Nachash mechaya. Through the fact that they do teshuva, they're able to have ishapcha, that same nachash, which till now was the cause of death, they're able to have ishapcha, like it's explained in Tanya Chassidus, so many places, that you're able to use the Rav Tavuris Bekeir Shur, all the energy that comes from the Yetzer Hara, you're able to transform it to positive. In other words, you're able to take that nachash and turn it to something positive through teshuva. And the Rebbe says, and that's what it means, Lashon Nefila Lashon, that Moshe Rabbeinu made it from Nechashos, because Chassidus explains that Nechashos is also from Klippa. And therefore, the ultimate ishapcha is when you take a Nechash of Nechashos, and you, through tshuva, Meshabdum Libon Tlavion Sheva Shamayim, the Jew commits their heart to that Kaddish Baruch Hu, through that, they're able to take the Nechash, Nechashos, which is double Klippa, and totally transform it to Kedusha. But that only happens through tshuva. And the Rebbe references at the end of the Sicha, the famous Maimar Chazal from the Medrash, Yaakov Shemayni, that says that the Eibishter asked Torah what should be the punishment of someone that sins. And the Torah said, Yavi Asham, he should bring a Karban Asham and he'll be atoned. And Hashem said, let him do tshuva and he'll be atoned. So what's the difference between the two levels of atonement? What's the difference if he brings an Asham or tshuva? So the Rebbe says that the way Torah answered, tshuva only helps that something that you did intentionally becomes unintentional, but it doesn't fully wipe away the sin. And therefore, Yavi Asham, there's still room to bring a Asham. But the chiddush of the Eibishter's answer is that when you're able to activate tshuva, you're able to transform zdoinis, nasul lekezachias, things you did intentionally actually become mitzvahs. Why? Besides the Torah, the level of Torah, the level of estimation, which interesting connects to the Sicha of Chukas Aleph, when you're dealing with the level of Chachma, of Torah, then there is levels. You can't just go beyond. But when you're accessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is higher than everything, you're able to transform Averis into mitzvahs. And that's why the Torah says, Asel chasarif, not nachash. Why? Because mitzada Torah, there's no way to take a nachash agat meini, and transform it into kedusha. So it says sarif, just take the fire and transform it. But mitzad koyach haratzon, what Hashem said, it didn't make it into Torah because Torah can't handle such a level. But what did the Eibishter Takis say? Asel chanachash, because you can take a nachash agat meini, out of nachashas, and transform it into kedusha. In other words, each and every one of us, no matter what level we find ourselves in, we are called upon, if we're able to access beyond Torah, we're able to access our level with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Atzmos, to transform ourselves from darkness into light and to turn the Nachash, the Yetzer Hara, into a power for